Dr. Drill. Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew over there. Dr. Drew is a board-certified internist and addiction medicine specialist. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Tonight, our guest is Joseph Foreman, also known as Afro Man. He has a CD which is going to be out on the 28th of August called The Good Times, and is also on the Silent Bob and Jay. Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. That's right. On the soundtrack, right?
Yeah.
Lean up and get into that mic, would you there, Afro Man? And what should we call you, Afro Man?
Yeah, whatever you're comfortable with.
You know what's funny? We have people on the show all the time that have more than one name, and I get mad when they insist that you call them by something.
Right.
But then when they leave it open, I think it's even worse. Like, I'd rather you get mad and insist that I call you something.
I insist you call me Afro.
All right, Afro Man.
All right.
And how long, I could have one of those Afros, too,
yes,
man.
Yes, you can, man.
I really could. No, Drew, I just got my hair cut today, but look at this. I mean, I got the nappy head of a brother. I could pull this off. When, how long you been Afro Man?
I think since, 95.
And did someone give you that name, or did you give it yourself?
No, I got it from this chick. She was perfect. You know, she came to college, and she was, like, trying to hand something up to some other chick that was perfect also, you know. She go, hey, you, hand this to her, you, whatever your name is, Afro Man.
You know? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Jesus, that's kind of racist. Okay. Is she allowed to do that?
Yeah, she had a license. She was black. So
oh, she's black? Oh, well, she's so, black. Can't call
so
you anything she wants.
Yeah, you know, there wasn't no rules, really.
Yeah, well, you've come a long way from junior college. And how did you get the how'd you get on the soundtrack? How'd that work out?
I really believe a little kid put it on Napster.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin Smith must have got a hold to it and liked it. And
Because I Got High, you mean?
Yeah.
Which is on the soundtrack?
Right.
Should we play the song and make sure everybody knows who we're talking to here?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, why don't we do that? You got that queued up there? This is, Afro Man, Because I Got High.
Roll another. Yeah. Okay. La da 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 da. La da da. La da da da. La da da da. La da da da. Gonna clean my room until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high. My room is still messed up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, because I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da 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 da. I was gonna go to class before I got high.
Come on, y'all.
Check it out. I could have cheated and I could have passed, but I got high. La da, I'm taking it next semester, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
Go to the next. Go to the next. Go to the next.
I was gonna go to court before I got high. I was gonna pay my child support, but then I got high.
No, you wasn't.
La da, they took my whole paycheck, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da 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 da. I wasn't gonna run from the cops, but I was high.
I'm serious, man.
I was gonna pull right over and stop, but I was high. La da da. Now I'm a paraplegic, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah. Because I got high, because I got high. La da 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 da. I was gonna make love to you, but then I got high.
I'm serious.
I was gonna eat your too, but then I got high. Now I'm and I know why. Yeah, because I got high. Because I got high.
Hey, do that over, man.
Because I got high.
Come on, man. Come on, come on.
I messed up my entire life because I got high. I lost my kids and wife
because I got high.
Say what, say what, say what, say what.
Now I'm sleeping on the sidewalk, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, because I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La 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 da da da. I'ma stop singing this song because I'm high.
President,
baby, I'm singing this whole thing wrong because I'm high.
Bring it back, bring it back.
And if I don't sell one copy, I'll know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, because I'm high. Because I'm high. Because I'm high.
Are you really high, man?
Da da da
da da da da da da da da da da da. He really is high, man.
Yeah. Oh, there's my microphone. Ah, it's a classic. An instant classic. Now, that wasn't... Was that the version that was on Napster? Or was it like a less produced version? Did you go back and redo it?
No, it was a longer version. You know, it's a longer... This is a...
radio remix.
Yeah, because, you know, radio, you like to have you like in 3 or 4 minutes.
But the initial recording, did you do that professionally or did you do that yourself? And I don't mean that the way
quality,
it sounded.
The quality of what went out on Napster sound different than we just heard?
No.
No, it's just as good.
Yeah.
And how many guys are singing on that? Is that all you?
Yeah, it's all me on different tracks.
Yeah, because it's weird, because it's like, it sounds like your voice, but because you're singing at the same time, my mind will not let it be one person. Even though I'm well aware of tracks and how you can overdub things, it still sounds like a bunch of guys standing around, doesn't it?
But that's you know, that's where he's taking you.
Right. All right, so did you where did you record that?
I recorded that in my room in Mississippi.
Really? And it sounds that good?
Yeah, digital 8-track.
Wow, I'll tell you. And who put it out on Napster? Did you do that?
No, this kid. I remember he told me one night. It was packed and it was late at night. But he told me, he said, "Man, I just put you up on Napster, and everybody's downloading you everywhere." He just told me that. You know, he was like, "You'll understand later, man."
Well, did you have a record contract before that?
No, I was dealing with my man Tim Ray Minoski. He had a record label named T-Bone, right? It was an independent label. And I started distributing my records to him.
Right.
And on the independent tip, started selling like a whole lot.
And so what year, how many months ago did this go on Napster?
I really don't remember, but it was recently.
Because you got high? Is that why I don't remember?
Or? You know, I'm glad you understand.
I'm not sure those tales of woe took the water out of Afro Man's bong.
No, he's getting rich because he got high. That's how the song should have ended. Jamie?
Yeah?
You're 18. What's up?
Well, I have, like, I get turned on by, like, almost anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know what it is, and... It's like, I know I'm a lesbian and everything, but, like, straight people, gay people, I mean, they all just, like, any kind of sex thing turns me on.
Well, people that sexualize all their feelings usually were sexually abused when they were a child. So do you have that history?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
And that's what happens. Is
I
that
have a
because,
long history of that.
Yeah, so because of that hyper-arousal from that experience, the only way you have, really, your brain learned to manage any feeling was to sexualize it. And this really requires treatment, Jamie. This is you're a prime candidate for treatment because you're going to get yourself in a lot of trouble with this, and you're going to not be happy with the behaviors.
Okay.
They're going to end up being destructive and compulsive and inability to be controlled. But I imagine you have no feelings other than sexual feelings, right? Everything goes sexual.
Yeah, most everything, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. And where were you when I was in high school?
And that's typical of sexual compulsives or sex addicts. I suspect you're an addict too, right?
Well, no, actually, I just masturbate all the time.
No, but I mean, do you have sort of an alcoholic prone? Are you an addict?
No, not really.
How many times a day do you masturbate?
Oh, gosh, probably about 3 or 4.
No. Jeez, I'm good for that. Yeah. That's nothing. And I got to get something out of me, too. For guys, women, you know, by the way, you know, when it comes to women masturbating, women, it's like a solar energy. It's an unlimited resource, you know, whereas men, it's like fossil fuel. There's only so much we can pull out of the ground.
That's right.
Eventually, it dries up.
That's right.
There's nothing more. And it's a lot of work to get it out of the ground, whereas with the solar energy, it's just you just look up and there you go. That's really what it's like with women who can have multiple orgasms. I thought she was going to say like 17, 18. I didn't know.
But she needs
that's,
to take
that's weak.
You really do.
All right, Jamie, look at it this way. Who did all the molesting on you?
Well, at first it started out with my dad, and he just, when I was, 4 or 5, and then it kind of moved on to my brother's friend.
Oh, boy.
Right.
My oldest brother was 6 years older than I was.
Oh, boy.
And then my other brother was 3 years older than I was, and I was about 12.
Where are those two idiots today?
Well, my brother, the one that did that when I was 12, he's in college right now.
He's
going to be a senior.
Mm-hmm.
He's still living at home, but he goes to college.
Right.
And then the other guy, I don't know, he got picked up for child molestation.
Well, that's good. And your dad, where's he?
He's still living at home. No, but I haven't told anybody.
You might want to report that before he does something to somebody else.
Yeah.
Look, this your dad doing it to his own daughter, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. There could be no more effed up act in the world to me. There could be no more. I mean, you can talk about school shootings and bombing of federal buildings, serial killing. Drew.
Even that makes sense to you compared to this.
Yeah, makes sense. You have a daughter.
Oh.
You'd go out and kill somebody before you'd feel up your daughter, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Easily. I mean, it wouldn't be a great day, but easily, right?
And the person that would do that.
To your daughter.
I'd track to my death.
Yeah, you would, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it'd be him or me.
It would?
Yeah.
All right.
you want to tell me something?
No, listen, I'm waiting on your daughter. She's I'm giving her 7th, 8th grade before I swoop in. I raise her like my own. Hey, Ashley?
Hi.
Hey, you're 15.
Yeah.
What's up?
I'm just going to give you background because I know you guys always ask for that. About a year ago, I had a boyfriend, and I was really into him, and I thought I loved him and everything, but every time I was with him, we'd end up having sex, sometimes 2 or 3 times that day, and he broke up with me for no good reason, and it made me really, really upset. So by the time I was ready to start dating again, I realized that guys wouldn't like me for me or something, because a lot of guys just really wanted sex with me, so I'd sleep with them. But in about the last month or so, I've only had sex with 3 guys, but now I found out that I'm pregnant, and I don't know whose it is.
All right. Well, a little bit confusing and long-winded, but one of the 3 guys, right?
Yeah, because I took a break for a while. I mean, because for one thing, summer started and a lot of people went away for vacations and
right.
stuff.
Right. So she took Tuesday and Wednesday off, and then she was right back on it.
I mean, all the men in Chicago weren't back in town yet.
Right. San Francisco. Hey, Ashley?
Mm-hmm.
What's up with all the acting out?
At 15.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess it's just an attention thing because my mom isn't around a lot, and I have a brother, but he's not around either.
Where's your dad?
Huh?
Where's your dad?
My dad... my parents got divorced when I was about 3, and then he moved when I was 5.
You haven't seen him?
Hmm?
You haven't seen him since then?
No, I haven't.
Yeah.
A gentleman, a colossal, wonderful guy.
Yeah, hey, listen, guys, I say this once every week and a half, but I think a father, Drew, is a father. Afro Man, are you a father?
Yes, I am.
Do you have a daughter?
Yes, I do.
Now, good. As fathers... I think your ultimate nightmare or fear or whatever you want to call it growing up is seeing your young daughter underneath some sweaty guy getting sexed up. I don't know why we think 15. That way. Lord knows we did enough of it ourselves.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a form of compensation for all the disgusting things we did and the horrible acts that we perpetrated on the on young women. But that's always the greatest nightmare as a father. Yeah. And we all know it's going to happen. We just hope it's the right guy and no one gets their heart broken or their hymen broken or pregnant or anything like that. But if your dad and you leave your daughter, believe me, this is going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to happen early, and it's going to happen often.
But this is more than usual, though. This is... You know.
Yeah, not that much more, though. Ashley?
Yeah?
All right, so what do you want to do with the kid?
Well, I already know that I'm pretty sure I can't raise it by myself, but I was thinking of either an abortion or just putting it up for adoption. But, I mean, I really want to ask whoever it is first. I mean, because maybe he wants to keep it. I mean,
Do you really want a baby being raised by one of these a-holes?
No.
Well, you don't know they're a-holes.
Yeah, yes, I do.
How old
yes,
are
I
they?
Yes, I do.
How
one
do
of three
know?
Guys nailing a 15-year-old?
Well, maybe they're all 15.
I don't care.
Well, how do they don't know about the other guys?
It's just.
How dare you? How old are these guys?
One was 15, another was 17, another was 17.
Two 17s and a 15.
Hmm?
And do they know about each other?
I think two of them are kind of friends. I think the two 17-year-olds are friends, but...
Okay. And you're not using any protection, huh?
No, I did.
You did? Oh, okay.
What'd you use?
The phone. We used condoms, but I think one of them, I mean, because we have a condom thing at school, and they show us, like, how to use it right. Right. And to check the date and everything, and I asked him because I know this guy doesn't usually have sex a lot, but I always liked him. I asked him if, like, his was okay because I knew he had a condom in his wallet, but he said it was fine. It might have been a little old. I don't know. I mean, I don't think a guy would want to tell me if the condom broke to worry me.
So you think it broke? Oh, boy, that's a long-winded story
for
nothing.
How do you know you're pregnant? Yeah, how do you know you're pregnant?
Well, I was feeling really, really sick today, so I decided to take a pregnancy test, and I also hadn't gotten my period. I usually get it, on Sunday.
On Sunday. All right. So, are you pregnant?
Yeah.
Okay. Whew. Boy, I tell you. You are, Ashley.
Yeah.
I don't know. Should she go talk to these three guys? I
no,
don't know. Why
no.
don't, can you just
no.
go down to Planned Parenthood and talk to
you
somebody
there? You need to take
there.
Care of yourself right now. That,
okay.
And you,
okay.
You need a lot of support.
And stop acting out, please.
Yeah, please. Okay. Where's your mom? Why is she out?
My mom, she's always working.
Why?
At her job, she doesn't get, like, regular days off. Like, she doesn't always have weekends off, so.
What, is she a nurse?
No, she works in a store, so she has weird hours. Like, right now, she's working until midnight.
All right. What kind of store?
She works at a Home Depot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Bad times. She's one of those people that work at the Home Depot and know nothing about anything.
No, she does. She does.
Really?
Yeah.
What's her department?
Electrical.
Oh. Like to talk to her. Give her a little quiz. Ask her the difference between a wire nut and an LB. But she wouldn't tell me. You know what I get into whenever I go to... I was at Home Depot yesterday, by the way. I live at the Home Depot. I stole something from the Home Depot in Hollywood 2 days ago because I couldn't handle waiting in line. Just a screw. I was walking in. You know, it's interesting the way your mind works. I thought, I need one screw. And the Hollywood Home Depot is the busiest Home Depot in the United States. And you have to wait behind a line that looks like the line that I imagine was going into Ellis Island in, like, the turn of the century. Some just bizarre nationality guys with some scary smell coming off of them. Scary. You got guys who work with their hands, like Lebanese guys who lay tile all day and wear polyester shirts and shoes with tassels on them. There's some funk coming off those guys. You get to the back of the line, there's 14 guys ahead of you. It's a 69-cent item. I said, I'm copping this thing. And I was walking in, I was thinking about it, and I thought, geez, I don't feel good stealing. You know, I make enough money. And then I thought, I've dropped $35,000 in this place in the last 3 years. I'm stealing. So I stole the screw. But the conversations I have at Home Depot always go like this. I'm looking for angle stops. We don't carry those. Yeah, you carry them. Where are they? Well, yeah. I don't know where they are. No. Listen, it's an angle stops in the plumbing department. I know you carry them. Tell me where the plumbing department is. I don't think we have a plumbing. Yes, you do. Okay, I'll find it. That's how it usually goes over there.
Yeah.
But what do you want? You pay a guy $6.50 an hour.
Yeah, that's what you're going to get.
You're not going to get Pops Larson there doing it for you. Afro Man, you ever go to the Home Depot?
No, but I've been to several places like what you're saying, and
right.
You get the same flack, man.
Yeah, that's right. You want to go pay more and have someone knows what they're doing? Then go do it.
Hey, spend the money, man.
That's right. Ashley, you won't have to steal. You turned a life of crime like me. Ashley, you're 14.
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, my dad, he does weed, and I brought it up to my mom, and she talked to him about it maybe a couple months ago, and lately I've been noticing that he's been doing it again, and I don't know what to do. Like, my parents are divorced, and I really don't want to go live with my mom because she she drinks, and I really don't want to be in that environment. But also, my dad, like, I don't know, he has, like, mood swings whenever he, like, he'll go next door, he'll go in our basement and do it, and I've had people tell me that they saw him and stuff.
They saw him smoking weed?
Yeah.
Oh, what's he do for a living?
He works for the city water department, like, you know, like...
Yeah, does he do all right? Does he hold his job down?
Yeah, but I was talking to my mom, and she said that if he ever got a drug test and he failed, that he would, like, lose his job.
Well, all right, Afro Man, what do you think? He smokes a lot of weed. Should she confront him?
Well, I should, I'd want to first if he was maintaining everything he was supposed to maintain. And if he was, then I know that what he is doing is not distracting him. But if it's distracting him, then it's a problem. Then he'd be confronted. But if it's not, you know, she don't know what her dad's... I don't know what her dad's going through.
Well, Ashley, I think what Afro Man is saying, and it's kind of what I was getting to, which is if the guy goes to work, does his job, gets his paycheck, doesn't blow it all on drugs and gambling... and then goes home and basically smokes a joint in the basement the same way a lot of guys would crack a couple of beers when they got home, then that's kind of none of your business, and it's cool.
Well, here's the problem.
But that's not what he does.
All right, well, then that's different. What's he do?
He wastes the money. He, like, goes down to the bar, and he'll gamble with it and play cards and stuff, and then he'll,
Well, he does gamble with the money.
And this, yeah. this is the bigger problem, is that an intoxicated...
Well, he's got a problem.
But an intoxicated parent is an abandoning parent. And children, when they feel abandoned, they feel helpless. When they feel helpless, they feel out of control and defensive.
Yeah,
and
but
they can't regulate their emotional lives.
She's 14. I wish my dad would have got stoned and gone out on the lawn when I was 14.
That's because you had someone on the other end of the spectrum. You know what I'm saying? If you'd had this, you would have wished for the other. You would have wished for the dad you did have with the elbow patches.
What are you talking about? I didn't talk to my dad from 13
on.
The
point is, it's only because you had what you had that you wish you'd had somebody who smoked a little pot. But if you'd had that, you'd wish for something
different.
No,
my dad was this. My dad was this guy without the pot.
All right, but the point is, all right, look at you.
How dare you attack me for an Afro Man? 12 years of therapy, but to be fair to me, I don't do anything when I go to therapy. Yeah, I just go to therapy.
I second that.
That's right. I'm going tomorrow to talk about nothing.
What the hell's the matter with your therapist? I'm kicking his ass.
Hey, guys. Huh? I have another question, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I have this. We were, like, sitting down, me and some of my friends.
Is this the same caller?
I don't know. Who is this? Ashley?
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
Hello?
All right, hold on a second. I don't know what to think anymore. Let's just address Ashley's first question, if in fact if it's bogus or not, right, I don't care.
He's maintaining.
Hypothetically.
He's maintaining, I agree, that's fine, but she needs to go to Allentine and get her emotional needs met.
He ain't maintaining. He's going down and gambling, but that's probably BS.
I don't know.
Do you think that's BS?
Probably.
He goes to the bar and plays cards?
Yeah, it sounds like
Andy Capp cartoon.
There's a 1640 in Amsterdam or something.
And by the way, how the hell do you know what your dad is doing down at the bar? Do you think he comes home and announces, I just blew the paycheck playing pinochle? He doesn't say that. He wouldn't know what was going on down at the bar. You ain't going to the bar.
He doesn't make Allentine, right?
All right, Allentine, everybody. Right. Everyone, go to Allentine. Afro Man, go to Allentine.
All right, man.
He's on his way. But then he got high.
That's right. Afro Man is here. Kevin Smith is going to be in here tomorrow from Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, where you can find Afro Man's new song, which will be out on his CD on the 28th. And like I said, also on that soundtrack. We'll be right back after this. Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Kevin Smith, who's directed, wrote, I think, and stars in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back in tomorrow night. We'll ask him why he cut me out of the movie. I think I'm cut out of the movie. I'll just assume I am until we talk to Kevin. Afro Man is here tonight. He has a song on the soundtrack. And I'm not sure when the soundtrack is out, but Afro Man CD, The Good Times, is going to be out on the 28th, August 28th. When is that soundtrack out? Do you know? Is it out
it's
yet?
It's out now, yeah.
Oh, it is out?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess they come out. I don't know. Didn't they used to release soundtracks after the movie came out?
Oh, now let's...
Now it's like before, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because before, the soundtrack, you had to have the movie. People had to see the movie and then go, oh, yeah, I like those songs, and then go buy the music.
I heard Kevin Smith's already preparing the director's cut of the CD-ROM, the CD.
No, you didn't.
You're in that.
Oh, shut up. All right, we'll get to the bottom of that tomorrow night with Kevin. Cody?
Hello.
You're 17.
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Yeah, well, I have, like, three nipples, and I was wondering why. If you guys knew, like, what's up with that.
It's called a supernumerary nipple, and it's because we all have a nipple line when we're developing in the uterus.
Uh-huh.
Just like a dog or a cat. And boys and girls, males and females, get the same line. And they just resorb, for the most part, during development, and some people have little remnants left behind.
Uh-huh.
They look like a little mole, right?
Well, it kind of, but yeah. It actually has, nips out,
yeah. You can get that taken off if you want, but it's one of those things that just sits there.
Wait, all mammals have nipples?
Yes. All mammals.
Dolphins have nipples?
Yep.
They do?
Yep.
You never see dolphin nipples, do you?
Well, we just don't refer to it very often.
Well, like if you were going to draw a dolphin, you wouldn't know, oh, well, here's where the nipples go.
You left the nipples out.
Oh, hey, Bob, you didn't put the nipples in Flipper. You never see any dolphin nipples.
Oh, whale nipples.
Well, hey,
whale nipples just means big nipples, right? That doesn't mean whales
just
has nipples.
Just
I dated a chick with whale nipples.
It's right? A term of endearment, right.
Well, yeah, you don't see whale nipples. Whales have nipples, too?
Yeah.
They just come out when it's time for feeding on the females? Do they all have a line? Are we the only mammal that doesn't have a line of nipples?
We have a line. They just resorb during development.
Well,
and
okay,
here Cody's got
we
some
don't. Yeah, but we don't have one.
We don't remain have a line.
Yes.
Do they all have lines? I don't know.
I doubt that's true. Mammal that has nipples just has two?
I mean,
like
all
us.
The primates.
I mean, like the monkeys and stuff. Yeah, they just got one.
Yeah.
They don't have
two.
Two. They don't have that line. They don't have anything
not
going
when they
on.
Develop, no.
All right.
Hey, could I also throw up one more quick question for Drew?
Hey, Cody, ever see dolphin nipples?
I have never seen dolphin nipples, but now that you mention it, I'm going to look for some.
Start looking.
He's going to draw them all his dolphin drawings from now on. Yeah, Cody, what's up?
Yeah, but well, I also kind of got the same deal going down in my scrotum area. There's, like, I have, like, normal two testicles, you know.
Yeah.
And then there's, like, something else in there. It's not, like...
Well, that something else has nothing to do with the extra nipple.
Fourth nipple.
That's something else needs to be checked out. There can be a hernia. It can be a varicocele. It can be veins.
Well, it's, like,
it can be...
always been there, though, so I just always...
Well, you know, it's something... One of these days you ought to have checked out. If it's not changing, that's fine. But it's not an extra anything, I bet.
All right, Cody.
It's a separate structure.
What's that?
Yeah, you ought to call Ralph Nader and talk to him about the lemon law. You may have just got a bad body. Extra nipples, extra lump in the sack. It may just be a recall going on. Check the internet.
All right.
All right, buddy.
Thanks,
all right, good
guys.
Times. Good
you
times.
Too.
All right,
Cody.
All righty. Steve.
Hey.
You're 18.
Yeah.
What's up?
A couple questions. First of all, it's kind of hard to explain, but like I can't like stand the like my body hair.
Mm-hmm.
It's really weird. Like I shave it, I pick it off, whatever, just because I can't stand it myself, and I can't stand like.
Do you pick at other parts of your body hair, like hair on your scalp or hair on your eyelashes, eyelids?
I do
eyebrows.
Yeah. Not like once in a while my head.
Yeah. So you have just pickers thing. You have trichotillomania, which
but it's
is,
really like I do it like when I'm sitting in like classes. I
right.
Can't help
so
it.
You need to get that treated.
What do I do?
There are serotonin reuptake inhibiting medication that substantially change that behavior. There are some behavioral interventions too, but this
like
is
like Prozac.
Prozac really changes this. It makes it go away. And you've got to take care of that. You'll start really yanking on parts of your hair.
Yeah, it's like driving me crazy. I can't like do anything.
So, Steve, it's not that you hate body hair. It's that you're a picker.
Can't stand it. Well,
I mean that's your motivation, but basically you're a picker.
A puller.
I look at my arms.
You do more picking than Roy Clark.
Are you taking any?
I mean, pulling.
Do you do speed or cocaine?
I've never done any drugs.
No drugs. All right. So, this is a sign of other obsessive compulsive kinds of disorders.
Yeah, I think it might be.
Yeah, and that needs to be dealt with. I mean, it's a point you pull your hair out.
Steve, go to the doctor, and try and
go to somebody who knows what they're doing. See a psychiatrist.
Steve.
Yeah.
Don't do any coke or speed. You're going to be picking at your liver.
Yeah, I probably would.
All right.
And my other question, I can only masturbate laying down. I can't do it sitting.
Yeah. That's another Corolla syndrome.
Yeah, I used to be that way too.
Used to be.
No, I'm versatile now.
Oh, you trained.
Well, we started doing so much flying. What are you going to do? Sure, the seat reclines, but, I mean, come on. Hey, Steve?
Yeah?
That's something you do, Afro Man. Maybe you jump in and you
tell
me
well,
if I'm
see,
wrong here.
Yeah, well, see, when you, well, see, you used to laying down and masturbating and... Well, when you stand up, you got to use more brain power. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You
got to
focus in on what's going on.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Concentrate. Don't daydream about the electric bill and the dumb dog running across the lawn. Make sure you look in or focus in on whatever you're focusing on, and you will receive energy. But you got to have faith, man.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing: when you're lying on your back, it's pretty much just arm and penis. And when you're up on your feet, you're using some calf muscles and knees and quads.
You're working, man.
Yeah, you're working because you could. If you drift off, you'll die because you'll whack your head on a soap dish, and that's where they'll find you. That's my biggest fear: they'll find me dead in the shower, beating off.
I do it like facing the ground, you know.
Facing the ground.
Like, sometimes I don't even use my hands.
What? What are you doing?
I mean, just
facing the ground. Just
humping the ground, I guess.
You hump your bed?
Sometimes.
Or do you hump the floor?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He may have a weird thing about touching himself.
Why not just flip over and grab yourself like a human being?
I do that, too. But, I mean, I can't, like, ejaculate, like, sitting in a chair or something. I can't, like...
Now, what about standing up?
No, same thing. I can't.
Start trying in the shower. You know why? I'll tell you why. You'll limit yourself when you start having sex.
Yeah, I know.
Because you'll get in a doggy position, you'll be lost. You understand?
Yeah.
You won't know what to do. You'll be standing there, and your penis will be confused.
So just, like, keep trying or something?
Yeah, keep trying.
And then, so what do you call the thing with the hair? Like, what's the name for that?
Trichotillomania.
Psychotillomania?
Trichotillomania.
Okay.
All right?
All right, thanks.
All right. All right, and put those little daisy-shaped non-slip skids down on the tub.
Yeah, you're so worried about someone finding you with the penis in hand.
Well, think about...
Rigor mortis.
Well, think about how just before you orgasm, your mind goes to another place. Everything gets tuned out. You don't focus on your environment that much. And think about how your legs stiffen up and you go up on the balls of your feet and stuff. And if you're in a slippery tub when you're doing this, you close your eyes... You could easily go down and whack your head on the faucet or something.
I understand it's a possibility, but your anxiety about being caught in that position is extraordinary.
Thank you. Cheyenne?
Yeah.
What's up?
I just have a question. My mother-in-law, okay, she's a lesbian. She's supposedly there's some family rumor that, you know, she molested her niece.
Oh,
at some point, she was molested when she was younger, you know, and everything. Now I'm getting divorced from my husband, and I'm just concerned that my kids will be around her, you know, when I'm not there. And it just makes me a little nervous because she's made some, you know, pretty weird comments to me.
Why aren't you a lot nervous?
Huh?
Why aren't you a lot nervous?
Well, I'm very nervous, but I'm also wondering, you know, because I don't have any proof, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I can't really stand up in court or anything.
Yeah, well, why do you allow her to be alone with your kids?
Oh, I don't.
Okay.
Well, I don't. I'm concerned.
Well, wait a minute. They're going to get divorced. There's going to be some visitation going on, and she may not have a choice, goofball.
Uh-huh.
What about you? Hold on. What do you mean a rumor going around the family?
Well, you know, I heard, or his, my husband, or my ex-husband, you know, has just said that, you know, she was molested. And then I guess the niece just said to somebody, oh, you know, my aunt molested me. But I guess nobody believed her very much, but it's just enough to make me nervous.
It fits. And what was the weird comments she made to you about your kids?
Well, I have a four-month-old daughter. When she was 2 days old, my mother-in-law came to the house, and, you know, the baby still had her umbilical cord thing. You know, and she was saying something about her wearing a bikini when she's older, and I'm like, oh, I don't know, maybe if she gets an innie belly button. And she goes, well, I hope she'll have an innie belly button because that'd be way more sexy. And then she tells me later, another time, she says, oh, Cheyenne, I think you don't like me. And I said, what are you talking about? And she says, oh, because I'm a lesbian, I think that you think that I'm going to try something with you. And she just seems very sexually oriented. A lot of the things that she says,
yeah,
it's a little off, you know?
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah.
There's no solid proof. You know?
No, but she gives you the creeps. A little inappropriate.
She gives me the creeps.
Yeah.
And I don't want my kids alone with her.
Right.
But there's no...
Well, do you have a good enough relationship with your soon-to-be ex-husband to talk to him about it?
At this point, but we haven't gone through the whole divorce.
This is his mom, too. What are you going to say?
Look, hold on. If my wife wanted to say something bad about my mom, I'd jump right on the bandwagon. Honey, you couldn't be more right. I think you're right. We should not talk to her anymore.
Right,
I would not defend her for a second.
Well, how about getting a good attorney that makes sure the visitation is supervised or something?
Well, hold on. How can you make sure something is supervised when there's no proof of anything?
Yeah, that's
a couple of conversations about belly buttons. You can't win that in court, Drew.
Right, exactly.
Thank you. I don't know who the smart one here is. You can't win that.
It's not a matter of suggesting you want your kids supervised.
Well, here's the deal. First off, a lot of people don't have the resources to, you know, hire attorneys and win stuff like this.
Exactly.
And number two, there's no reason why these kids should be supervised in the eyes of the law.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not one you're going to win.
You don't know that, but that's all right. All right.
Well, maybe if you got some investigator, do some snooping and uncover something that we don't know about, possibly. But I think you need to appeal to your husband.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to say to the guy, look, we're getting divorced, and that's tough enough for the kids, but let's not screw him up more by having it get ugly.
Why are you breaking up with him?
He's verbally abusive.
Uh-oh.
He can't hold a job. He's immature.
All right, those kids.
I could go on for hours.
Listen, you need to take those kids, put them on a pack mule with enough water to get them through about 2 weeks and just send them for the border.
With all that abuse and all going on and, suspicion of, he's verbally abusive, your suspicion, that is enough to require supervised, I would think, or at least structured visitation. Uh-huh. And I think you ought to push for that very hard.
All right. Okay. All right. It's going to,
I mean, there's pretty much a strong possibility that she could.
I'm worried about your husband, too.
Uh-huh.
He's been verbally abusive in front of the kids. That's not appropriate.
Yeah,
that's part of the reason.
Hey, Cheyenne.
Until he started doing it in front of the kids. That's when I got.
Right. Out. Okay. Glad. I don't know. What'd you do? Get sober or something?
Huh? Me?
Yeah.
No, I just finally got sick of it after 3 years.
Yeah, but what happened? What happened with the turnaround? I mean, why did you start a family with this jackass, and then all of a sudden you're missed together?
Well, because, before I just, was just hanging out with people. You partied a lot. I was getting drunk. It was so fun.
Right.
He's my boyfriend, and then I get pregnant, and then we get married, and then we have another baby, and then I started realizing, this isn't working for me. This isn't what I had planned for my future.
Okay.
And,
what's the deal? Was your dad was only a little bit of an alcoholic or something?
My dad?
Yeah.
No, he was an alcoholic. He was verbally abusive also.
Right. Yeah, right. we knew.
All together here, I know.
Right. It's very easy to put together.
Yeah.
It's like a puzzle. You know the puzzle they give to the retarded kids to make them feel good about themselves, like three pieces?
Yeah, uh-huh. That's the human.
That's really humans.
Okay.
All right, but we're glad you made your transformation.
Yeah.
It's too bad you got all the kids now.
Yeah, I love them, though.
I know you do.
I have one more question. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. But you didn't get into any kind of counseling
or
give up booze or anything like that?
No.
No? Just came around?
Huh. Yeah.
Okay.
Here's my second question. Okay. Since I was verbally abused by my dad, then by my husband,
right.
Am I seeking that out in some way?
Yes. Yes, you should.
Of course.
Anytime soon.
Of course. Why don't you get some therapy in the meantime? That'll change your radar. Okay. You'll choose something more healthy.
So like counseling and stuff?
Yeah, it'd be great for you.
And by the way, how's that work? Like, does your dad, when he's done verbally abusing you, does he tag out and then your husband steps in?
Pretty much.
I mean,
that's
it
nice.
Just slides right in. It's really... It's like the relay race. He just hands the baton to he's like, I can see him having a conversation with the husband. It's like, I'm no spring chicken anymore. I mean, sure, I can verbally abuse as well as the next guy, but I'm getting a little old and she's moving out soon, so I'm gonna need you to carry on the rich traditional verbal abuse to my daughter. So if you can, let's hear what you got. Smelly hoe. That's good. Yeah, okay. Keep it going. And if you want any pointers or you need a shoulder to cry on, you call me. And on weekends when you get tired, I'll come by the house and verbally abuse her for you.
Conspiracy.
Fantastic. Okay, we'll take ourselves a little break. Afro Man is here tonight. You can find his CD out August 28th and also on the Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back soundtrack, which is currently out. We'll take a little break. We'll be back.
Love Line. We'll be right back. Call on the 1-800-LOVE-191.
Hey!
Ho!
Ho! It's Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Kevin Smith from Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back tomorrow night. Afro Man tonight, who also has a song on that soundtrack, Because I Got High. And
all the bad things that can happen when you get high.
Yeah. It's a good song.
Yeah.
Afro Man's pretty high right now.
Terrible actually. Things. Oh, unbearable.
The CD will be out on the 28th of August, and that's called The Good Times. And we'll hear something else off of that in the 11 o'clock hour.
Well, let's take a wee call right here.
Take some calls. Yeah. All right. Dave?
Yeah?
You smoke a lot of weed?
Nope, he doesn't.
No, I don't hear it in your voice.
No.
No, about once a week for the past year. I used to smoke a ton, but not anymore.
Hmm. All right.
And so I quit about a month ago, and I might have to do a drug test within the next couple of weeks.
A urine test?
Yeah. And
just
so
make sure you don't lose a bunch of weight or go exercise in the day, a couple of days within the 48 hours or so before the drug test. That's
is
all.
There anything I can do like the preceding in the next few days?
No, anything. Well, a lot of fluids, but anything you do to adulter the urine, we would pick up on, and that would be a positive test.
Yeah, yeah. So. But if I was going to like take the test like next week or something,
you're fine. Listen, you haven't smoked pot for a month. When you were smoking pot big time, how long was that for?
Well, I'm like 26 now. When I was like in my early 20s, like every day, and then each year I get older, I smoke less.
Yeah, you're not. This isn't marijuana. You're not a marijuana addict.
You're not that into it.
No.
Nah, it's
lightweight,
really boring. It's more of a social thing than anything.
Right. Yeah.
Certain people you can't hang out with.
Hey, what are you testing for?
What am I testing for?
You mean airline pilot or a marine or what are you gonna be?
No, it's just a lame corporate job.
Kmart.
You don't care about it?
No, not really.
All right, well, what are you sweating it for?
Well, because I'm unemployed and I need a job.
All right. Well, look, it's not going to show. You'll be fine.
Yeah, man.
Okay, that's cool. Do you know if, like, those home drug tests, if they work?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So you can, like, pre-screen yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you get the marijuana test specifically? Get the cocaine test specifically?
I think it's a pretty broad. I don't know. I've not really seen one lately. Like different states have different ones available.
Are they urine?
Uh-huh.
Hmm.
A cerebral spinal fluid.
You just put a tap.
Yeah, in your spine.
In your spine. And you let it drip overnight into a graduated cylinder. Mm-hmm. All right. You never took a... Afro Man, you never took a drug test, did you?
Oh, yeah, man.
Really?
Yeah, that's why I agree with him. He's right.
What?
It works.
The drug test works? No, not smoking works? What works? Did you fail your drug test?
No.
What'd you take it for?
Well, because, you know, I had to take a drug test, you know.
Oh, probation or something?
Yeah, something.
So you got busted for drugs and like...
Something.
Something like that.
Something.
And were you able to pass them?
Yes.
Do you have any tricks for passing them? I mean, you smoke weed, right?
Hey, my character, you know.
Oh,
hey, you know,
right. That's right.
Yeah.
Drew's character doesn't smoke weed. And so, note any tricks, hypothetically, for passing a drug test besides not doing the drugs?
Well, yeah, man. You can get the... Man, you're looking...
No.
Hey.
Right.
No, there's a bunch of stuff out there. There's like... They got great names too, like, you know, piss off kind of thing. They're like,
yeah. Right. Well, I like guys will sell their urine over the internet and stuff
too. Give me a call, man. We can
stream some
tips. But I tell you, we watch that stuff.
All right. Jesse?
Yeah.
You're 25?
I'm 25, and I'm a long time listener, first time caller.
Great.
And I'm going to see. I have this bizarre thing whenever I get close to a woman, which is, you know, rare. This bizarre sound emanates from, like, my gut. It sounds like a piston pumping. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, that's you whacking off.
I don't whack off.
What do you mean you get close to him? What does that mean exactly?
Okay, like, if I'm getting, like, it doesn't happen when I masturbate, but when I get, like, if I'm with a woman, like, close to her. It's just this.
I'm going to ask the question again. What does that mean to be close to her?
Like kissing and making out. You
okay.
know, close to all sex, right. building up.
Mm-hmm.
It's just bizarre, like, piss. It sounds like a piston pumping out of my stomach. It's really bizarre.
Right. Maybe it's just your aorta. Maybe you're getting so excited your heart's really pounding.
It's not my heart, though. It's down, like, lower, right. like, close to my kidneys.
True. You know, there's
things on your back.
No, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Hold on there, Jesse. Drew, you know that huge artery that basically goes from the bottom of your body to the top of your body?
Your aorta.
Goes across
yeah.
there. That's your aorta. I thought yeah. your aorta was connected to your heart.
Yeah, your aorta goes up and around all the way down.
Oh, so the aorta, is there aorta valve on your heart?
There's the aortic valve at the heart, and then the thoracic aorta goes like this. Then
it's loud. Like,
so the aorta, that's still part of the aorta, or that is the aorta?
The abdomen, yeah.
Okay. I always thought the aorta was on the heart.
The aortic valve is on the heart.
Okay. And so that goes right down the middle of you.
Yeah.
And once in a while, if you lie on your back and you put your hand just below
sometimes.
Your ribs, it'll like tatoong, tatoong,
sure.
tatoong. Maybe when you get the nerves going and the adrenaline pumping a little
sure.
more.
As well
as trying to get some blood down to that penis of yours that doesn't see blood that often.
That's true.
All right. So that's what it is.
I have another question.
Is it the aorta artery or the aorta, what do you call
it's
it?
It's an artery.
All right.
Aorta is above the heart. That's correct.
No, it goes down basically below your belly button.
Oh, it actually does. Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
And I have something else to ask.
No, we're out of time. All right. You know it wasn't going to be any good,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we're really out of time, too.
Afro Man is here. We'll take ourselves a little break. We'll be right back. It's Loveline, everybody. Afro Man is here tonight. That's him, his Super Chicken. His CD is coming out on the 28th, The Good Times, Because I Got High, the big song on that, which will also be on the Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. I keep stumbling when I get to the word soundtrack. And Kevin Smith will be in here tomorrow night from that movie, so we'll talk to him. We'll also hear something else from Afro Man before the night is through in the 11 o'clock hour. And let's talk to Eric, who's 13. Eric?
Yeah?
What's up?
Nothing much. I've been trying to call for a while, but I'm sure a lot of people have asked this question, but... is it possible for a guy to have an orgasm through the butt like in the movie Road Trip? Like when she sticks his fingers
right,
in her butt?
Right, I saw that.
Yeah.
I guess I missed that.
There was a scene where the guy was at a sperm clinic or they thought he was going to give a sample and yeah. The nurse basically milked him through the prostate.
Huh.
So is that possible?
I guess for somebody, but
for some
it's
guys,
pretty rare, I would think.
Wouldn't do it?
Yeah.
I mean, if somebody put their finger, and would it be massaged the prostate?
Yeah, that's the sort of folklore, anyway.
All right. All right, hey, Eric?
Yeah?
You can't just get a hand job? You gotta have someone put their hand up your ass?
Yeah, I was just wondering if that was possible.
Yeah, I'm 13, just sitting around thinking about
right.
it.
Right. You got time on your
about
hands.
The Constitution, and I wonder if people put a hand up my ass.
All right, Eric, you have a girlfriend?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
What's going on? You guys make out?
Actually, not yet. I was wondering about that, because we've been going out for about, like, almost half a year.
Boom.
Yeah.
No kissing, huh?
Yeah, lots of kissing, just no tongue.
No tongue?
Yeah.
Well, how do you do a lot of kissing without the tongue eventually working in?
I don't know.
It's like that cartoon kissing?
Yeah.
She's not into the tongue.
Have you tried the tongue?
Not yet.
Yeah, try the tongue.
All right.
But maybe he has a sense that she's not...
Is her mouth clenched shut?
Sort of, kind of. I tried once and...
She didn't like
and
it.
And it didn't get through, really.
Yeah, try the, what's the matter, baby? Uptight? Try that uptight line.
Make her feel guilty.
That uptight line works great. It works great on women. You're not uptight, are you? Because people just go, you know, immediate first response is, no, I'm not uptight.
Or we just say, are you cool?
Yeah, that's like when I try to tell people who are mad at me, do you have a sense of humor? are you're not uptight and do you have a sense of humor are two great lines because people stumble. They go, yeah, I have of course I have a sense of humor. And then you get going. One person, I can't remember who it was, she was so mad at me. She just said, no, I don't. And then I was screwed. I was like, where do you go from there?
I think it was on the Man Show when you were signing people up.
I was trying to get
women,
people to sign off on something. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. You know, the horrible thing, you don't realize what goes on TV, like when we do the man show, is you go out on the street, you abuse people, and then when you're done abusing them, you go, hey, could you sign this? And they go, hey, F you. And you go, oh, come on, it's real important to us. And they go, hey, asshole, you just got done making fun of me. I'm not signing that. And then you look like an idiot, and that's when I use the are you uptight or do you have a sense of humor line. Jeremy?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yeah. Like, over the past month, even up to 2 months, I've been, like, having this diarrhea.
Uh-huh.
It's, like, not constant or not making me go more or anything. It's just, like, every other day.
Are all your movements loose?
No. Like
every other one.
They're like every other couple days or something like that. But I'm having like I had a parasite test done. I think they called it a colony test. Anyway, then they came up negative, but then they're going to do another one because they said it wasn't always positive.
Mm-hmm.
They're not always accurate.
Well, there are basically four things you want to test for. You want to test for Giardia antigen, which mm-hmm. is something that's in the water and it's pretty easy to get. You want to You want to check for other bacteria,
mm-hmm.
things like Campylobacter, Shigella, that sort of thing. And then parasites, which are, let's see, you're in Cincinnati, not so common up there. And then finally, there's antibiotics. There's diarrheas you can get from having taken antibiotics. There's overgrowth of a certain bacterium called Clostridium difficile.
Well, he's not taking it. Are you taking any antibiotics?
No.
Had you a month or so ago?
No. It started, like, the very first time I can remember is, like, the beginning of summer.
Mm-hmm.
Of June.
Yeah.
But then it was like it wasn't that bad, but it really started up.
All right, but then if there's nothing infectious, I've been burned by diarrheas like this.
We've all been burned by diarrhea.
End up being appendicitis. And then you need to see a gastroenterologist. You need an endoscopy. They need to look up there and look at the surface of the colon and see if you have, well, this could be inflammatory bowel disease. It could be a lot of different things. It needs to be checked out. It needs to be thoroughly worked up, and it needs to be worked up soon. This 2 months is way too long.
Drew?
Yeah.
I know I've said this before, but it's really, you know, now that we've worked out medicine to the point where they don't have to cut you open, they can just send stuff up into you, can feed stuff up into you, the cameras and claws and figure you all out. But to me, the downside of that's all going up your ass.
Or down your throat.
Well, here's what I'm saying. Wouldn't it be great if the human body, and I'm sure humans will have this in
just
years to come.
Just a special attachment?
A stub-out bib.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a clean-out drain. Like, you know, like plumbing in your house? There is, if you go to the go to the outside of your house by where your kitchen sink is, you'll see a little knockout. Outside the house, you'll see a little drain knockout thing. The plumber, that's so that if there's a problem, something stopped up, the plumber will pull that knockout out and feed it in through there. It doesn't have to go in through the drain or up through the air vent or any of that stuff.
So you're saying something that doesn't have to go through the mouth, doesn't have to go up through the ass.
Yeah.
There's something in the side.
So there's a little something in your side, let's say around, like a little above your hip, just a little knockout. And that's like your utility stub out. Like, you could sit down and talk to the doctor while he was feeding stuff down there.
Well, we do those. Those are called colostomies or ileostomies.
Yeah.
We can do that for you.
No. That's not exactly what I'm looking for. Fred?
Yeah?
You're 29?
Yeah. My question is, recently my fiancé kind of slowed down on initiating sex.
Uh-huh.
And she also recently started taking birth control.
You're right.
And it's kind of caused her to, she's been spotting for a whole month. She's been kind of on her period still for a whole month now. And, over the weekend, I basically told her that I wanted to be with her, and she was just like, she was cool with it at first, but then she kind of, I don't know. I kind of just started seeing that she was just doing it because.
Yeah, right.
I guess
she on any medication other than this?
No.
Fred sounds like suicidal because his poor girlfriend had dropped her libido.
Wait, was she initiating sex before this?
Oh yeah.
She always initiates.
She would come after you.
Well, not always. I mean, it's been kind of a mutual thing. I would call her on the phone sometimes and talk dirty to her, or she would do the same to me. But
all right, we'll get her to change. Which pill is she on?
A less.
Yeah, yeah, get her to change pills. So the triphasic sometimes a little better with the libido. So try that, okay?
And I mean, does this normally happen?
It happens very frequently.
Fred, don't freak out.
Yeah, Fred, you're freaking out. She's had a medication effect, and it can be adjusted.
You gonna get married to her?
Yes.
All right, well, get used to this. Look, and you know, it's funny when guys, I don't know, maybe they're sensitive, and maybe I should think more like they do or something, but I like when guys are like, well, she would have sex with me, but I could tell she wasn't that interested. Who cares? I mean, look, I don't want to sound like a prick, but you Ooh, got...
You not
got,
you? Sound like a prick?
No, but no, you got a, you got a good woman here. If she's not that interested in having sex on any given night and she still has sex with you anyway, that's a good woman.
I understand, but he misses the enthusiasm.
But yeah, man, it ain't no fun if she don't get into it, man.
Yeah, but that's why you got the TV in the bedroom. Right, Afro Man?
Oh, man, he want to get some live entertainment.
I understand.
See what's happening with her, man.
I understand.
She eating up everything, smoking all his weed. She want to see what's happening with her, man.
All right. April?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
I've been going out with my boyfriend for about 8 months now.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, about a week ago, we were making out, and he took his pants off and, like, asked me to finger him. So, like, I didn't know what to do, but I did. And, like, I found about 5 pairs of my underwear missing, and I found them at his house. And he wears them.
You, like, you know that he told you that he wears them?
No, I saw him wearing them.
Oh.
Well, wait a minute. Where's the fingering part come in? Did you say finger?
So, yeah. Like, in his butt.
Really?
Yes.
See, I would say this is a bogus call, but girls don't usually do bogus calls.
No, I swear.
It's too creative to be
right.
Made up.
I don't. I like him a lot. I think.
How did this go down now? And how old is the guy?
He's 18.
And how did this go down? You were just making out in one day, and all
yeah,
of a sudden,
like really making out. I'm a virgin and everything, and he knows that I do not want to go that far.
Right.
And
he's pulling you down a path that I'm not sure you want to go down, though.
You're going down the Hershey Highway.
What happened?
I know,
again?
I felt so disgusted afterwards. Like, he just took his pants off, and I'm like, okay, I'm not going to have sex with you, right? And he's like, I know, just come on. And I'm like, okay, whatever. So he, like, put my hand there and started moving it, and, like, he told me to put it in there and just, like, finger.
I'll tell you, I wish when I was 18, the whatever thing was around.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I talk to people all night. It's like, so he dropped his pants, and he was like, put his penis in my face, and told me to suck on it. And I was like, I don't want to do it, but whatever. So I blew him. And then it's like, he started to come, and then he wanted me to drink it, but I was like, I don't want to. But I was like, whatever. And then he said, okay, now it's time for I'm going to cornhole you, bitch. And I didn't really want to do it, but whatever. Where was the whatever when I was in high school, the whatever? To me, it just ended at, I don't want to do it. There was no whatever, but whatever.
No, whatever did not exist.
But it's sort of like, I love this new approach to sex, which is, well, as long as your pants are down and my finger's out, I might as well stuff it up your ass. You know, whatever.
Man.
Just whatever.
Whatever they can do to help, man.
Yeah, that's whatever.
I thought, whatever.
I thought whatever. Yeah, where was that when we were young, that I thought whatever?
These young people are so open-minded now, dude.
Open like behind it is what they are. April?
Yeah.
And how is it that you caught him wearing your panties?
He wears boxers over them.
Uh-huh.
And, like,
smooth. Right.
And I walked in on him going to the bathroom one time, and, like, he had his boxers down with my underwear on.
Well, he was peeing?
And he pulled it through the underwear.
Yeah, but and his boxers were down around his ankles?
Yeah.
Who pees and pulls their underpants down to their ankles, by the way?
I don't know if you're looking for someone to...
Maybe he was hoping a finger might get up there. Really? This guy's standing up, urinating, and he has pulls his boxers around his ankles like a three-year-old?
He's not three. I don't know.
Oh, he's not three?
No.
I see. Interesting. Well, that's a whole new revelation. I see. I said like a three-year-old.
Yeah, he does, actually. I don't know if it's a habit or what. Or
okay.
No, there's something is okay. Really up with this guy.
This guy's he's giving you the creeps.
Yeah.
Okay, that's enough with him.
I really like him.
Sure, what's not to love? What do you like about him?
Just, he treats me like I am God, dude. It's like,
sure.
I don't know, everything I do is wonderful. He has never gone mad at me, and like, I want to stay with him. I just, it's
do you, do you
out.
Do you normally stay with guys who are sort of abusive?
No.
Have you been with abusive guys in the past?
No.
Is your dad abusive?
Is what abusive?
Your dad?
My dad, I haven't seen my dad in 2 years. He moved to Florida.
What is it that about how this guy is treating you that's so different from how other men have treated you?
Well, like most guys, just they don't really look at me like they think I'm a little girl, treat me like I'm just, you know, like perfect in every way, and just treat me like I'm 4 years old, and he doesn't.
Yeah.
He understands me and everything.
He treats you like a Bangkok hooker is in her 40s. Yeah, no kidding. You wouldn't ask a little girl to put the finger up the ass.
So what am I supposed to do? He gives me pleasure. I just wanted to, like, give it back to him, you know? But I don't know.
All right, hold on. I got to talk. What is it? He gives me pleasure. I want to give it back to him.
Whatever.
He treats me like God.
Do you understand? This call is coming from Bakersfield. Do you understand what goes on here in Bakersfield?
I'm beginning to.
Guys wearing thong backs with boxers over. This is during the summer. That's going to work up quite a ball scent there, wearing two pair of underpants. I barely wear one pair in the winter, two in the summer, the finger up the ass, and all this weird, like, she's talking, like, April's talking like she's like a dog that can talk, you know? He brings me pleasure. He is good. I love him.
Yeah.
He is weird. He scares me. Other guys, they don't treat me good. He treats me good.
She cannot. Okay.
All right.
April?
Yeah?
You have to look at the complete picture. I understand he makes you feel good. I understand it's the first guy that makes you feel this way. But there's a lot more to this guy that suggests there are aspects of him that you aren't so enthusiastic about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Be realistic about that. Don't deny that. You don't have to keep dating a guy just because he makes you feel good. In fact, many times, and I don't know this guy, but many times people that make you feel good do that to achieve certain ends.
I think he's manipulating.
Of course
this,
he is.
This
of course
this
he
girl.
Is, but we don't know him, and I suspect he's working her into some sort of real serious corner here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wait till he brings out the big guns. This is nothing.
Yeah, this is him being respectful and treating you like a princess.
Yes, this is the tip of the brown iceberg. Believe me, there's more.
Is he? Do you think he might be gay or something?
No, I don't think he's gay. I just think he's worse than gay. I love the gays. I don't mean that in a bad way, but I mean
you're beyond gay.
The best day of your life would be if this guy turned out to be gay.
Yeah. That would be the least.
This guy's probably deviant, and he's got all kinds of stuff lined up for you.
So I should just break up with him or get away or what?
He makes me nervous.
Okay.
I don't trust him. But if you want to talk to him, and why don't you confront him? You're in love with the guy. Why don't you say, look, what's up with the finger and the underpants? Help me understand this.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah. But keep right, look, your eyes on don't.
Let's do a little role playing.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be him.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. Hey, April.
Hi.
Hey.
You know how I've been, like, finding my underwear missing?
Mm-hmm. Hey, could you take your pants off?
Yeah. Your pants go off.
Oh, my pants off? Can I take my pants off? It's hot in here. Okay, yeah? Yeah, your underpants are missing?
Yeah, and I walked in on you, and I saw them on you, so, like, why are you wearing them?
Oh. Yeah. It's I don't know. I want to be closer to you. Makes me feel like I'm wearing you.
Well, that's, like, sick.
Okay. So that weirds you out?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'll stop.
Okay, and what about the fingering thing?
That I'm not going to stop.
No. Adam.
That's
Adam,
my love. You can't take that away from me.
Are you uptight?
What, are you uptight, baby? Yeah, all right, good. That was good. That's good. Ask him about those. Look, just say look. Say, I love you, but those two things make me nervous. They really make me, uneasy. And I just want to talk to you about it. I want you to put me at ease.
On the other hand, I want him to show her what he's all about before it's too late. I don't want him to hold back this armamentarium.
Okay, she loves him, and fine. And look, ladies, just because you found a guy who doesn't abuse you doesn't mean he's the world's greatest guy.
There's a book out there called But I Love Him. That's about teenage women getting involved in these awful relationships.
Liz?
Uh-huh?
You're 16?
Right.
You're on with Afro Man and Dr. Drone. Yours truly. What's up?
I'm 16, and I was wondering why I can't make friends, and I've never had a boyfriend or anything. And I, like, basically, I think I'm a pretty person or a pretty girl, and I'm friendly and everything, but, you know, I don't have any friends, and I've never had a boyfriend, and I'm 16, and everybody I know is like, way cool and everything, but not me. So I'm trying to figure out what's wrong with me.
What do you mean everyone you know is way cool, but not you?
What does that mean?
You know, like, I don't know. I don't really fit in, but I do. Like, I play sports, and I'm really active in school, and
yeah.
I guess, like, there's people I talk to every day that you see in classes and stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't hang out with anybody.
Why don't you?
I guess, like, my parents are really, really strict and everything, and...
Well, why don't you make an effort to hang out with some people?
Well, they tell me I can bring people over, but I don't want to bring people over because they'll, like, freak out when they meet my parents. And
why?
They're, like, so weird. They don't let me go anywhere. They, like, when you're 16, everybody can drive, you know, like, their parents don't drive them around anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And when I try to go out with anybody, like, they freak out if they're 16. And they don't let me hang out with people that are older, so older people that can drive and want to take me places.
What would your parents, how would they behave if your friends came over to your house? Why would that be so embarrassing to you?
They're just so... like, they're really, really religious. And that, like, weirds people out a little bit there, and...
Would they talk to them about religion?
Yeah, they ask them, like, are you religious? Like, what do you do at home? And what, like, they basically, like, quiz them on their whole life and all this stuff, and...
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, they're real intrusive.
Intrusive, yeah.
You have an eating disorder?
Well, not really. Mm. Like, I'm not skinny and I'm not fat. I'm just regular.
But do you have issues with food?
No.
Mm.
No?
Like, I don't eat breakfast.
You don't vomit or use laxatives or anything?
No.
Okay. All right. Hey, Liz?
You got to make up a war plan. You know what I mean? she needs, like, a plan.
Look, you're active. You play sports. What about some of your teammates? You can't hang out with them?
Well... I don't know, like, for a little while, I was hanging out with people, and I got in a lot of trouble just because, like, I drove around with people that were 16, you know, and, like, they were drinking and doing all this stuff. Like, my parents didn't find that part out. They just found out that I was driving with them. And, because I have a friend, sort of, but we, like, got in a big fight a little while ago, and we're not speaking right now or anything.
Why?
Because she got, and all this trouble for weed and everything, and she blamed it all on me. And so my parents, like, freaked out. Like, I've never done weed. I've only been drunk once, but they don't know about that or anything.
Yeah. Well, and listen, look, come out to L.A. and hang out with me. I got a big house.
That's cool.
You be my old lady.
Okay.
You're nice and clean. I trust you. You're virgin, right?
Yeah.
That's cool. We'll watch TV.
Well, actually, we're not allowed to watch TV.
No, but we are at my house.
Oh, cool.
That's the thing. You can drink beer, smoke pot, we can do whatever.
That's cool.
Is that cool?
Yep.
We can watch R-rated movies.
Okay.
All right. I'll set you up on the sofa.
All right.
But I'll sleep on the sofa, too, with you. What is the technicality? See, I can say to people, she's sleeping on the sofa. They won't know I'm sleeping on the sofa with her. Liz, your parents are intrusive. They're pain in the ass. It's screwing up your high school years, and I don't know what the hell you can do about it.
Except the usual Corolla recommendation.
Get your grades off.
Get the hell out of there. Go far away
to college and freak out when you get to college. Start sleeping with everyone in your dorm. Start boozing.
Well, that's what my sister did. My sister screwed up her life pretty bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. She went off to college and freaked out?
Well, she got pregnant. And
right. Now they're really coming down on you.
Yeah,
well, actually, she ended up marrying a millionaire.
Oh, good.
So, yeah.
Fantastic. Was it the guy from that Fox show?
No, it was the guy that got her pregnant.
I see.
That's good.
That was just a little play on that marrying a millionaire show. Remember that thing?
Mm-hmm.
Fox, what the hell is that crazy claymated millionaire guy? What the hell is that guy's name? Is in the news like a year and a half ago.
I went over to do Larry King with them, too.
What was that guy? He married that kooky chick,
well,
and she wanted
married,
a divorce, and she was all effed up. And isn't that great? You know what's great about society is it's like, now we're on to Chandra Levy.
Yeah.
And Condit. You know what I mean? You just kind of move on. It's like, we're done with JonBenet. We're now moving on to Chandra Levy, and next week it'll be somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
What was that guy's name? Rick Rockman or Rick? I don't know. It sounds like a Flintstones character. Rick Rockman, Rick Rockstone. Come on, guys. Do I got to get the old crazy, the crazy trivia and the new stuff,
though?
What
was the woman's name? That's even harder.
Her name was like Chandra or Fondra. Or she had a crazy name, a crazy blonde. Come on, somebody come up with that guy's name.
She was the nurse.
Afro Man?
Man.
You know what I'm talking? Rick Rockwell? Was it Rick Rockwell?
We'll figure out during the break.
Okay, why do I got to come up with three quarters of every answer on this show? That's what I want to know. Afro Man is here. And her name was like Chandra or Cassandra or Shundra. All right, we're going to figure all this out, and we'll be back.
Loveline will be right back, so get your problems ready.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla, that's Dr. Drew, and he was Afro Man. I think Afro Man's blowing a doobie out in the parking lot something.
Let's play one of his songs while we're out of here.
Want to do that?
Yeah, give him a little.
All right, we'll play a little something from The Good Times, which is the name of the CD, which will be out on August 28th. Also, Because I Got High, the song we played a little bit earlier in the evening, is going to be on the Jane Silent Bob soundtrack, which is coming out, or is out, I should say. Kevin Smith will be in here from that movie. And this next one is called Let's Get Drunk.
Let's all get drunk tonight.
That is Let's Get Drunk Tonight off of The Good Times, which is the Afro Man CD, which will be out on the August 28th. And, you know, Afro Man not only, you know, lays down a good tune, but it's got a real powerful message behind it, which is get effed up and try not to go to jail.
Well, I mean, you know, I figure, you know what I'm saying, everybody gonna get drunk regardless, you know.
True.
Let's get drunk without fighting with a punk.
Right. It's easier to get stoned and not fight than to get drunk and not fight. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah. Last thing I want to do when I'm feeling good is get sweaty with somebody.
Right. Right. A guy.
Yeah, man.
Right. That's what Drew says all the time.
All right, you still force me.
James?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, it's kind of embarrassing, and I've been with my girlfriend for a little bit, but, mm-hmm. When I go down on her, she, tell you the truth, I think she's farting, and it's it's hard to talk about. Like, I know it really sounds like a joke.
Yeah.
But I haven't brought it up with her because it's, you know, as you'd imagine, it's pretty embarrassing.
Well, is she farting from the vaginal area or the rectal area? Do you know where it's coming from?
I mean, it's not like I hear it or something, you know. It just doesn't smell good at all.
It could just be her smell, though.
No, I know the difference between, you know, her smell and like a fart, you know.
What do you think it is?
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. If you're down there, how is she going to break wind without you hearing it?
I don't know. She's like moaning and stuff too, you know. Or we'll have something in the background.
Listen, you jackass. Look, if you're going down on her, you have two ears that could be obstructed by her thighs, but your ears are 4 or 5 inches away from her ass. If she let something go, don't you think you'd hear at least a
I mean, even if your ears, I mean, your nose would catch a whiff, too, you know.
Well, that's what he's saying.
That's what I'm saying. It's just from there, you know.
But that would come and go. You're saying it's constant.
Well, I mean, you know, it's not like I've done this twice. I mean, we do it a lot, and I notice it a lot.
That's the point. It's not like it comes, oh, my God, there it is for a few seconds, and it goes away. It's all the time.
Oh, yeah, so it's a problem. It's like...
No,
listen, I'll tell you, I truly, truly hope that none of our callers get into police work because they would see a bloody body, a bloody baseball bat lying next to the bloody body and bring the bat in for questioning.
Yeah.
So the bat obviously attacked the man and they would never look for the guy who swung the bat because their mind can't get any farther than that.
Right.
We're asking... If you've gone down there numerous times and the smell is consistent, then is she farting every single time you're down there?
And constantly the whole time you're there? There'd be a variability in the intensity.
Yeah. I know how guys are at 17, though. They smell something bad. It's like, it farted. Something must be a fart. You know, your car smells bad. It's the catalytic converter. The car farted? Yeah. No, that's something else. Yeah. Something smells... I mean, they have to equate it to gas. James.
Yeah.
You understand what we're asking? Can't she be continuously farting without you hearing it the whole time you're down there?
I guess she is. I mean, I understand what you're saying.
You guess she is. So she's just continuously farting.
Well, yeah, I guess she is then. Yeah.
No, James, there's no such thing.
What do you mean you guess she is or isn't? What do you mean?
What I mean by that is, yes, she is.
There's no such thing.
So you go down on her for how long?
Like maybe 15 minutes or something.
15 minutes. And the smell is there the entire time?
It comes and goes.
It comes and goes. So, all right, this is bogus, James.
Hey, man. Well,
he's making this up. Well, he doesn't know what he's talking about. He's an idiot. Look, when you go down on someone, you essentially put your head in their underpants. Okay, you don't think you could hear if they farted?
Here's the bottom line. He, you know, either he can deal with it or he can't. You know, if he can't, leave it alone. If you can deal with it, go ahead, be a man, breathe through your mouth, and take care of business. You know, it's to the good, man. I don't know.
Right, right. You do what I do. You take that little shot of mentholatum heat, you know, that rub, that Vicks they put on your chest, just like the coroners do. And you put just a little dab under your nose, just right on that part of your lip right there. Just a dab. The ladies don't notice it, and that's all you smell is a beautiful mentholatum. And then every once in a while, you give it a little rub on the clip with the mentholatum, and they go nuts. That's my move, Drew. That's my imaginary
move.
It's
moments like this that I'm proud to be a part of the show.
It's a good move right there, though, right? A little shot of the mentholatum under the nose.
I ain't gonna lie, I gotta try that, homie.
Try that. And then, like I said, give him a shot of the... Give him a little... With the mentholatum.
Damn, okay.
Feel the tingling. Heather?
Hey.
You're 15?
Uh-huh.
What's up?
I have a friend, and we really like each other. He told me he likes me. I told him I like him. We've got that straight. And then I brought up going out. And, well, he was like, well, I can't. I was like, well, why not? And he's like, well, he went out with some girl, and he thought they were really in love, and they went out and everything, and then they had sex. So he lost his virginity to her, and he's afraid that's going to happen again. So there's this big barrier that I can't get through to get to him. And
he's going to lose his virginity again?
He's afraid. Well, he's not going to lose his virginity again. He's afraid that he's going to get hurt again.
Okay. How long has he been out of this relationship?
My gosh, maybe 3 or 4 months.
How old is he?
He's 16.
All right. He's either gay or he doesn't like you.
Or he's still...
Or both.
Or he's still into that other one. He's still is pining, you know, still expects to be back with
it. He's not into Heather. Look, people do this all the time. They go, we sat down and we had a discussion and we both agreed we liked each other. But let me tell you how that discussion really goes. Hey, I really like you. Do you like me? Yeah? All right. Now that we got that clear, now why aren't we going out? And then that's the bottom line. Then the guy's like, well, I need some space right now. I need to collect myself. I broke my hymen 3 months ago.
I think a 15-year-old guy could still be sort of tied up in another relationship.
Tied up if and he don't like the new one.
Yeah, true. Some guys are not open to it. You know
no,
what I mean?
No. Look. Think about... Yes, that's true. But
I mean, I can't remember what that was like at 15.
No, think about... We've all pined over a woman. We've all had our heart broken. But when a new woman came onto the scene and she was a hot chick who you were into, you were immediately back on your horse and into her. Now, a lot of women came through that you weren't that interested in, and therefore you didn't move.
Yeah.
But if she was a hot chick and you were into her, you'd be into her.
So, of course, that never happens. Because when you're...
No, you're punished.
Yeah.
You're punished. It's a cavalcade of dogs that come through. It's like someone blew one of those silent dog whistles, and these are all the women. Oh, I could dedicate the next 5 shows to this. Just the scary, heinous, unattractive women who came into my life when I was pining for whatever girlfriend dumped me at the time. And it twists the knife that much more. I was actually on a date with one of them, had a few margaritas, and called the ex from the restaurant. It was that bad. That horrible. All right, we're going to take a break. What I do with Heather? I don't think he likes her. Heather.
Huh.
I don't think he likes you that way.
He's literally told me he loved me, though, and we went through this whole long conversation about it.
All right. He loves you. He broke up with this other chick 3 months ago.
2 or 3, somewhere around there.
Which is really equivalent to a year when you're 16. And he can't get it together to go to date you?
Oh, he said he got hurt.
He's what?
He said he got hurt.
All right, he got hurt. So what? Now there's you. He's in love with you. Look, he ain't into you.
I don't know what his
deal. Don't wait it out.
Nah, he could be. He could be.
No, three months.
He could be a depressive. He could be depressed.
Something's wrong with him. Yeah. Then. Look, Heather. All right, three choices: gay, does not, or number two, does not like you, or number three, is so effed up and so emotional and such a mess that you don't want to deal with him anyway. Those are your three scenarios.
All right.
I'm sorry, baby, but if he was into you, you'd be doing something with him. What's up? What's up with you? Can you just find another guy?
Oh yeah, I've had lots of guys asking me out.
Well, what's wrong with one of them?
Nothing that I know of.
I mean, I know you're into this guy, but this guy's kind of a mess, isn't he?
I guess.
Well, I mean, what's up? Does he think he's going to get back together with this old chick?
He just says that he's like, oh, it'll take a while for me to recuperate. And I'm like, recuperate?
That was in May. I mean, that was a long time ago.
We're having the same reaction you had. It's like, recuperate? What are you talking about?
You got the love of your life right here. All right, Heather?
Huh?
Don't freak out. Come on. Don't build your life around this guy. He's a weird dude. Okay?
Okay.
All right, listen, I'm going to put you on hold because you're crying, all right?
I'm not crying.
Yeah, you're crying, right?
No, I'm not.
Sounds like you're crying.
I'm not crying.
All right. All right, well, then screw you. We'll take a break.
Hello, this is your radio. Loveline will be right back.
Hey, everybody, Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Drew. Kevin Smith will be in here tomorrow. Actor, director, writer. Jane Silent Bob Strike Back. Going to give that a plug. Speaking of that, Afro Man has a song on the soundtrack.
Yeah.
That is because I Got High is the name of that one. And The Good Times is the name of the CD. It's going to be out on the 28th of August. And let's get back to the phones. Eric?
Yeah?
You're 13?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I was just wondering how weed will affect your body when you get older.
Well, stand up, Afro Man. Let's take a look at you.
Oh, boy.
That's too hard.
Go ahead.
Under the age of 15, there is evidence that it will actually cause your certain parts of your brain not to grow. There's a particular region called the right frontal area, which is the part of the brain that you use to negotiate development. It's where your self is actually developing.
He don't care about his brain. He wants to know if he's got man boobs.
What?
You're going to have man boobs.
Not necessarily.
You can have man boobs, and you can have diminished sex drive, and you can have low testosterone levels.
All right. Look, listen.
But the important thing is you lose these parts of your brain that you need to negotiate development.
Physically doesn't do too much to you unless you get so unmotivated that you don't feel like playing any sports or working out or just eating Funyuns all day.
Happened.
Chronic bronchitis.
Your best bet is if you smoke a lot of weed and surf a lot. Then you're in good shape, and you get to smoke a lot of weed. But you live in Tucson. So that's not going to happen. Afro Man, how long have you been smoking the weed?
Oh, about a year.
No. I'm asking the Afro Man.
Oh.
Man. About a nervous 4 years.
4 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, put a zero behind that four, and that's the answer. About 40 years. It looks fine. Hey, Eric?
Yeah.
But really, here's the deal. I don't want to offend Afro Man because he's parlayed this into a nice living. But at age 13, you smoke a ton of weed, and we'll know it when we talk to you at 18 or 19.
Adam?
Yes.
I just want to tell you something.
Okay, hurry.
You were like my role model.
Thank you. Good.
You're the coolest.
Good. And Adam says don't smoke weed until you're 18. All right?
All right.
All right there, buddy. Let's talk to Matthew, who's 18, who has a 16-year-old girlfriend. Mom found out they were having sex and forbid them to... now it's forbidden love. Matthew?
Yeah.
How'd she find out?
I don't know. She heard from somebody, but she knows.
She heard from somebody.
Yeah. You're a real detective there, Matthew. You don't know? You don't know?
How did she confront you?
She heard from somebody.
She confronted my girlfriend about it.
Your mom?
No, her mom.
Her mom.
Her mom.
My parents don't have a problem with it.
Right. They don't care. Mm-hmm. And your first question wasn't who told her?
No.
No. All right. How does that work, by the way? Wouldn't that be your first question? How did you find out? Who told her?
Well, see, I really care about her. I love her so much.
Okay.
I mean, we first started going out when I was 16 and she was 14.
All right.
And then we broke up when I was about to turn 17 and she just turned 15.
Have you tried going and talk to the parents?
And now we just, like, got back together. Well, see, that's the other thing. We just got back together. She lives up in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
But see, my family, we moved, the reason we broke up the first time is because we moved down to Cincinnati here.
Right.
But see, now we're moving back up there in 2 weeks.
Okay. Well,
we have like a moving truck and everything.
Oh, if you got a truck, then it's a done deal.
It's official then.
Okay. Listen, you guys will get back together. You got to sneak out. She got to come over to your house.
Try spending time with those parents. Get them to trust you.
Her dad's not around.
She's in the country too, so it doesn't really, you know, I mean, it's not like you can just like sneak up to a house because like the next closest house is like
right.
half a mile down the
Some
road.
Some farmer will shoot at you with rock salt. Matthew,
yeah.
Here's what I'm saying. If you're in love and it's meant to be, it'll work out fine. Don't try to fix everything with mom on one evening.
Right.
Just mellow out. Take it slow, stick around, and it'll work its way out. That's how parents are. They always hate whoever's having sex with their daughter initially, but if the guy hangs out and he's cool and he doesn't get in any trouble, she'll be fine with it. We'll be back. All right. Well, there you go. Another fantabulous Love Line episode. I want to thank Afro Man for coming in here. The Good Times is the name of the CD, out August 28th, and also you can find him on the Jane Silent Bob Strike Back soundtrack, which is currently out. Thanks, yeah. Afro Man.
Thank you.
Nice
Thank
meeting you.
Him. All right, yeah, same here.
Kevin Smith in tomorrow night, and until
more,
next
more
time.
More about this movie tomorrow.
I'm going to find out why I got cut. So until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahala.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.